ध्यायामोदबलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। So Narada was speaking about how to overcome Maya. What are the qualities in a seeker which will help him or her overcome Maya, conquer Maya? So Maya, what is Maya? Like Maya, we can define Maya in various ways, but Maya is undefinable, but still we can indicate or hint at it through different ways or by different using different words. But in short, Maya means that which is dukkham is Maya. So that which gives us sorrow, that which leads us to more and more sorrow, that is Maya. So we don't have to get confused into various trigunas, this, that and all. We don't have to enter into any of those. Maya means that which is, which gives us dukkham, or Maya means dukkham. So once a person crosses over Maya, dukkham completely vanishes. So dukkham is also there because of dvaitam or duality. So dvitiya dvai bhayam bhavati, dvitiya dvai bhayam bhavati. Due to duality, bhayam, fear comes. So fear is the same as sorrow. A person who fears is always unhappy. He is very sad because of his fears. So Narada gave various qualities that are required, like sangam tyajati, mahanubhavam sevate, and many of those. But now the main question comes. It's a very important question comes. What about the scriptures? What is the value of scriptures, value of the Vedas for a bhakta, or a person who wants to be a person who is a para bhakta, who wants to be a para bhakta, true bhakta? For such a person, like what does scriptures mean? So Narada takes an extreme opinion here. So he says, yo vedan api sanyasyati. Sanyasyati. Kevalam avichinna anuragam labhate. I hope this is a sutra that we have to discuss, right? Okay, so yo vedan api sanyasyati. Kevalam avichinna anuragam labhate. So here Narada says, yo, one who vedan api sanyasyati. A person who renounces even the Vedas, Vedanapi, even the Vedas he renounces. And so if he renounces Vedas, then what does he take resort to? He takes resort to only anuragam, kevalam avichinna anuragam. So avichinnam means unlimited, unbound, infinite. Anuragam, love. So that love which is boundless, so boundless, unlimited love, that is what kevalam, that alone a person takes resort to. Such a person will cross over Maya. So here we have to understand that scriptures are useful, scriptures are required. A sadhaka should learn the scriptures, but scriptures also have a limit. Scriptures speak about the Atman. Speech, we already know that. Manovacham agochara. Devi is one who is beyond mind and words. Yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasasah. There are many shlokas. Na chakshusha grihyati napi vacha na anyer devai tapasa karmanova. ज्ञानप्रसादेन विशुद्धसत्त्वः ततस्तुतं पश्यते निष्कलं ध्यायमानः. सो मुण्डकोपनिषत् सेज़ दैट ऑल द मीन्स फेल विद रिस्पेक्ट टू ईश्वर. देन व्हाट रियली हेल्प्स? ए प्योर माइंड विच इज ब्लस्ड विथ ज्ञानम. सच ए माइंड रियलाइजेस ईश्वर. सो वेदास आर ऑल्सो वर्ड्स. So Vedas are, that's why with respect to Shraddha, one of the sadhana chatushtayam is Shraddha. Shraddha means Guru, Ishwara, Vishwasam. Vishwasam in Guru and Ishwara. Sorry, Guru and Shastra, Guru Shastra. So faith in the Guru's words and faith in the scriptures. So there Shinmiya beautifully says that scriptures are indirect knowledge, whereas we can say scriptures are just books, whereas the Guru is direct knowledge. Guru is a person who is implementing the truth. So there are many people who learn the scriptures. We already know about the various shlokas. Shankara uses in Maya Panchakam one shloka. Shruti shata nigama anta shodakanapi ahaha dhanadi nidarshanena sadhyaha kalushayati chatushpadadya binnan to agadita gatana patiyasi maya. So even like for a person who has learned hundreds of scriptures and gives discourses on them, even such a person is deluded into his wife, his family, his possession, and thereby he is made in par with four-legged creatures or animals. So that is maya, that is the power of maya. So scriptural knowledge, scriptures have a limit. They just guide us to the Atman. We have to realize. So ultimately scriptural knowledge, we have to drop off even scriptural knowledge. So that's where Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, while speaking about Sushupti Avastha, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says Vedaha Avedaha. In Sushupti the Vedas cease to be Vedas. They are not at all there. So, and similarly, in realization, in moksha, Vedas are also not there. So, Vedas have to be dropped. So, Vedas have to be dropped means Vedas have a parimiti. So, it's a word generally used in Malayalam as well as Sanskrit. Parimiti means they have a limit, they have a reach. So, the scriptures can be used only to an extent. After that, a person has to let go of the scriptures and be focused on the goal, which means implementation. So a person wants to learn driving, so he reads a lot of books on driving, how to drive a car in 10 days. So he learns all those books, and then he even takes some simulation in computer, in the laptop, or goes to the places like where the shopping malls or gaming places where he can try out games, driving in games. But there will be a time when he has to drop off that knowledge. That knowledge is of no use. He has to use it, convert it into implementation, and once that happens, then they are of no use at all. No use means they have become knowledge. After learning, Why does a person need to learn the scriptures? So scriptures should be learned. Okay, this doesn't mean we have to stop learning today. So scriptures have to be learned as long as... So whatever, how do we determine as to when to stop learning the scriptures? So the time when the next whatever quality Narada is mentioning, kevalam avichinna anuragam labate, person gets pure love, unlimited love. So in the side, avichinnam is translated as unbroken flow of devotion. That means continuous devotion, continuous love, continuous remembrance, or ananya bhajanam. When ananya bhajanam comes up, the scriptures are of no use. Scriptures are just textbooks. A person has experienced them, then why do I need a textbook? I don't need a textbook for driving because I already know driving. So the time when A person is so convinced about Ishvara that he is constantly remembering Ishvara, then scriptures will automatically fall off. So that means we shouldn't forcefully drop or renounce the scriptures, but scriptures will automatically drop off. So even as a ripe fruit will automatically drop off from the tree, we shouldn't pluck a fruit, it should automatically fall down. When it automatically falls, the taste of such a fruit will be much tastier than the one which we pluck. So similarly, when a sadhaka learns the scriptures and then he remembers Ishvara, he tries to implement the scriptural teaching, then automatically scriptures will drop off. So here Shankara's, though many people consider it controversial, but Shankara says in Viveka Chudamani, a beautiful shloka comes. So avijñāte pare tattve śāstrādi tistu nishvala. Vijñāte pi pare tattve śāstrādi tistu nishvala. So without knowing the scriptures, without knowing the ultimate truth, without knowing the avijñāte pare tattve, the paratattvam, without knowing Ishvara, the scriptures are of no use. Nishvala, they are of no use. But after knowing the truth, why does a person need scriptures? He doesn't need scriptures at all. That means scriptures should lead us to realization. Scriptures should lead us to constant contemplation of Ishvara. If not, scriptures will become just intellectual knowledge. It will be of no use. And of course, a true bhakta or a jnani renounces the Vedas. That is even the opinion of Shankara. Shankara in his Adhyasa Bhashyam, he clearly says that all knowledge, even Vaidikam, all actions and knowledge, everything drop off when a person realizes. Because there is no duality. When duality vanishes, scriptures also vanish along with duality. So scriptures, so put in Ramana Maharshi's words, scriptures are like the dream lion. So when we are dreaming, so in the dream, a lion or a tiger comes in front of us, a lion comes in front of us, immediately we get up. So the dream lion, the lion was not real, the lion was unreal, but still that lion made us come out of dream. The dream lion, which is as illusory as the dream world, it made us wake up, get out of dreams. Similarly, scriptures help us to get out of this waking world. Scriptures help us to wake up from the sleep of ignorance. And once we wake up from the sleep of ignorance, then scriptures are not real. There are many people who just stick on to what the scriptures say, always quoting scriptures, always arguing with respect to the scriptures. So such people will not realize. Scriptures don't say, like in the scriptures, Nāyam ātmā pravacanena labhyo namedhyāna bahūna śrutena. Scriptures clearly say that a person who gives lot of pravachanam of scriptures, a person who uses his intellect to understand the scripture, or a person who listens to lot of discourses, they will not realize. Realization can happen only when a person desires the goal of the scriptures, the subject matter of scriptures, which is Advitiya Satyam, which we call as Ishvara. So Ishvara is the goal. So if a person forgets Ishvara, then the scriptures, like a person gets so attached to scriptures, scriptures become an attachment, scriptures themselves become a bondage. And based on the scriptures, like we can also find many people who just keep on arguing based on the scriptures or based on whatever the scriptures say, and they don't apprehend the truth in the scriptures. Chaturtha vedyapi yo viprahasu sukshmam brahmana vindati veda bhara bharakrantaha savai brahmana gardabaha. So chaturtha vedyapi yo vipraha, that vipra who knows all the four Vedas, but so sukshmam brahmana vindati, he doesn't know the most subtle Brahman. So he is veda bhara bharakrantaha savai brahmana gardabaha. is a Brahmin donkey carrying the load of Vedas. So Vedas are essential, so we can't get rid of Vedas. So even as we cannot get rid of the dream lion is essential as long as we are in dream world. But the scriptures should increase our love, increase our devotion, increase our faith, increase our contemplation of Ishvara. So learning of scriptures, any scriptural learning which doesn't lead us to get more and more attached to the goal of Ishvara, more and more devoted, more and more bhakti, jnanam, premam. If all those don't, we don't get all of those after learning the scriptures, scriptural knowledge is of no use at all. So scriptural knowledge should help us in gaining more and more focus on Ishvara. And when that happens, when Ishvara, the subject matter of scriptures is there right in front of us, we are unable to forget the scriptures, then the Shastras are of no use at all. So Amma gives a beautiful story to illustrate this. So the gopis were realized, gopis mind was always filled with Ishvara. So gopis mind had that avichinna anuragam, unbroken flow of devotion, love, remembrance of Ishvara, ananya bhajanam they had. So once, like people thought that the gopis didn't have scriptural knowledge. Of course, they didn't know the scriptures. So a Vedantin was like a true Vedantin. He was a good Vedantin. He knew the scriptures. He was like told to teach these gopis. So he went and he started teaching. Of course, Vedanta teaches through various analogies, various examples. So he started by telling that the world that is seen is an illusion. It's not real. So it's like the snake seen in rope. So the moment they heard like snake seen in rope, the gopis started crying. And then look, this person thought, the pandit thought, oh, is there something wrong? But still fine, I'll continue. So there's another example also. So even as various objects made of mud, like pot, wall, etc., they are just namarupam, an illusion in mud. Similarly, this world of namarupam is an illusion in Brahman or Ishvara. Hearing the word mud, the gopis again started crying. And then finally, he said, like, he thought, okay, what is happening? But let me finish off. Then he said, so Vedanta gives another analogy. So Vedanta says, one's mind should have kanaka eka mahabuddhi. Kanaka eka mahabuddhi. Person's mind should be filled with kanakam, gold alone existing. The view of goldsmith that should be had towards Brahman, which means Brahma eka mahabuddhi. Brahman alone is there. So even as various gold ornaments like chain, bangle, necklace, etc. are names and forms of gold, similarly this entire world is names and forms of Ishvara, of Brahman. Hearing the word gold and gold ornaments, gopis again started crying. So the pandit couldn't take any more. So he stopped and said, what is this that you guys are crying? Is it because I am telling something very high? I'm not able to understand why you are crying. Can you please tell me why you are crying? Then the gopis said, okay, sure. Like when you said the word, when you said snake in rope, we remembered Krishna, small Krishna, dancing on Kaliya. So Kaliya Nartana. Kaliya Mardana, but Kaliya Nartana also can be used. He danced on the Kaliya. It was small Krishna and a huge snake. He danced on the huge snake. And when we heard the word rope, we remembered how Yashoda tied Krishna with a rope. And then the next, when you said about mud, We remembered as to how Krishna ate mud. Little Krishna ate mud. So how painful it would have been for him to eat mud. And then finally, when you said gold ornaments, we, like the very form of Krishna, appeared in front of us. We remembered Krishna wearing all the abharanam, wearing all the ornaments, and therefore we started crying. So listening to this, the Pandit said, now I understand, there is no point teaching you Vedanta. Vedanta or Vedas are for people who are not realized, whose mind is not focused on Brahman, on Ishvara. Your mind is always focused on Ishvara. So how can I teach Vedanta? You don't need Vedanta at all. Saying that, the Pandit went away. So we have to remember that that state, that is what is to be achieved through Vedas, through Vedanta, through learning of the scriptures. The scriptures should take us to a state where whatever we see, whatever we hear, whatever we do, we should be able to remember Ishvara. Yadunnu kaankiladu Narayana Pratima, Yadunnu kelkiladu Narayana Shrutigal, Yadunnu cheyikiladu Narayana Archanagal, Yadunnadagiladu Narayanaya Nama. So whatever I see is Narayana Pratima, or forms of Narayana. Whatever I hear is praise of Narayana. Whatever I do is an offering to Narayana. Therefore, whatever is there, that is all Narayana alone. Antar bahishchatat sarvam yapyan Narayana stitah. So whatever is there in the world, that is filled in and out by Narayana, by Ishvara. So that is what, like, we have to strive for through scriptural learning. And once we achieve that state, then the scriptures have no value. We don't need any more scriptures. So that doesn't mean we have to give up scriptural learning. So that's why various jnanis, like, they don't need scriptural learning, therefore they impart the knowledge. If one day, like Balakrishna Nair was speaking for many years in Theosophical Society in Trivandrum, all of a sudden they stopped. I mean, they said, no, we don't want it. He immediately stopped. After a few years, they again called him. He went and again spoke. So that means scriptures, but scriptural learning or scriptural teaching would continue after a person realizes, but it is not essential. Scriptures, like, attachment to scriptures is not there. Attachment to the goal of the scriptures, or attachment to the subject matter of the scriptures. Scriptures are Vedantic Vishayam. Whatever is the Vishaya, subject matter of Vedanta or the Vedas in general, that has to be remembered. It's not the scriptures as such. So ultimately, so here Navada Narada is telling is, ultimately when a person renounces karma phala, karmam, nirdvandam, etc., then scriptures also drop off. So scriptures, scriptural knowledge also drops off. There is only Brahman, there is no jnanam. So if we go to Balakrishna Nair and ask him, oh, what is this Vivarana school and Bahamati school? Why so many schools? He'll say, oh, that is all fine, my dear son, my dear child. It's fine. All those are fine. There is only Ishvara here. There is no Dvaitam at all. Why do you have to go about all those? There is only Ishvara. There is only Anandam here. So that is the view that he will say. And we ask Amma questions sincerely if we want to know something, and if we ask Amma, Amma will say that there is only Ishvara here. Ramana Maharshi always used to have that opinion, have that view. So that is, like, there is only Ishvara. Vedic, like, scriptural knowledge, scriptures also will drop off, wherein a person will be remembering Ishvara in the mind at all times. Scriptures are, like, we learn scriptures because Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam, in order to Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam, listening, then reflecting, and then constant contemplation. So if a person gets constant contemplation, then what is the need of the scriptures? Scriptures are of no use. Scriptures are not needed at all. Again, if somebody has a problem understanding this from understanding this or trying to accept that scriptures also have to be dropped off, then we can just consider that here Vedas means Vaidika karma. Of course, it is not Vaidika karma that Narada is meaning here because he already spoke about karma previously. But if it is very tough to understand, then fine. We don't have to give up scriptural learning. We can give up Vedic activities, Vedic rituals. But scriptures will automatically drop off. A person whose mind is always filled with Ishvara, like gopis, he'll not have to learn the scriptures. Whatever he sees is implementation of what the scriptures say. He sees only Ishvara everywhere. Just Nama Rupam in Ishvara, therefore scriptures are not at all required. And such a person, Satarati, Satarati, such a person crosses over Maya. Satarati, Satarati, he crosses over Maya, he crosses over Maya. And does it end there? No. Lokan, Lokan Starayati, he helps the Loka, he helps all the worlds to cross over. So a person who has realized will help the entire world. There has not been one realized person in the scriptures, in the Puranas, who has not helped the world. Even Balakrishna Nair is helping. Ramana Maharshi helped. Janaka, who was realized, he also helped people realize. Like Shuka and others went to Janaka to gain Jnanam. So such a person not only crosses over Maya, he also helps the world. Oh, does the world really exist? Yes, from our perspective, Ajnanam, the world exists. Therefore, whatever world exists, even if it is an illusory world, that world will be helped by such a Mahatma. So we don't have to worry about whether at that stage the world will be there and can he help the world. So first we can realize, let's first cross over Maya and then think about whether we will be able to help the world or not. But as per Narada, a person who crosses over Maya, he will also help out others. He will also help the entire world to cross over Maya. We'll see the summary of the chapter in the next day. So we'll continue tomorrow. Namah Shivaya.